The expansion of foot and mouth disease into new areas suggests something with the virus has changed. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The Swine Health Information Center's June Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report highlights the first detection of foot and mouth disease serotype SAT1 in Mongolia. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerter notes the Southern African Territories, or SAT1 foot and mouth disease serotype, had historically been endemic to sub-Saharan Africa, but it's expanded substantially over recent months and years.
FMD serotypes are not cross-protective, meaning if an animal is exposed to serotype O, they would not be protected against SAT1 as a serotype. And that goes for all seven serotypes of FMD. And so you got to think about that not only for exposure to the virus itself, but the vaccine protection. The vaccine protection has to be specific to the serotype. So this SAT1 over the last several months and years has increased with regards to geographic expansion. We've seen that the virus has been detected in northern Africa. We've seen it in the Middle East, the Near East, and most recently in the EU and in Asia. So there are currently SAT1 FMD serotype outbreaks in Greece, in Cyprus, in Mongolia, and in China. This is significant because the animals that may be endemic for foot and mouth disease virus or naive do not have any underlying protection against the SAT1. The other aspect is, how do we control this SAT1 serotype? There's been a change. Either it's more transmissible, or it's being carried by animal movements, or potentially contributed to enhanced spread by some reason. When a virus expands its geographic range, we have to consider how the risk changes, not only to the countries affected, but naive countries, negative countries like the U.S.
Dr. Niederwerter notes Seneca virus A, an endemic disease in the U.S., causes vesicular lesions identical to those of foot and mouth disease, and the two infections can only be distinguished through diagnostics. So it's important to know what's circulating globally and to maintain vigilance on farm. Any vesicular lesion should be reported immediately to state and federal animal health officials. Chick's Swine Disease Monitoring Reports can be accessed at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.